WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. The restaurant industry in NYC needs some help. Restaurants and bars across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut were told to close to anything but takeout and delivery business. Some places have had to shutter entirely because of the financial hit. Either way, this affects thousands of workers in the industry. Helen Rosner is a food correspondent for The New Yorker, has been all over this story, and she joined us now. Helen, thanks for joining us on All of It.
Hi, Allison.
Hey, listeners, if you want to hear from you, do you have a restaurant that you would like to give a shout out to now? Do you work in the industry? Who needs support out there? How can we help them? Our lines are open at 212-433-9692. Helen, in this intense moment for the food service and hospitality industry, who seems to be most at risk?
The workers, the millions of workers in the U.S. who work in the restaurant and food service industry are, if they're not already laid off from their jobs, in imminent danger of being unemployed. It's a real labor crisis.
We've got calls already coming in. Steve is calling us from Amerenik. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi.
Hi. What's been your experience?
So we're on the side of the business. We're manufacturers, reps that sell product to the wholesale distributors in the food service industry. And our customers, many of them, are loaded with inventory, perishable, that they need to move. Otherwise, they're going to lose millions of dollars worth of product. And the retail side of the business, the supermarkets, they're, in many cases, from what I'm hearing, not able to get as much product as they need because they're getting wiped out. And I'm wondering if there is some good way to connect these food service wholesale distributors with the retailers that need product.
Steve, thank you for putting that out into the world. Hey, Helen, you've spoke with owners and cooks as you're reporting this story. How are most restaurants handling this right now?
It really varies from restaurant to restaurant. You know, unlike a lot of other industries in the U.S., of the size and impact of the restaurant industry, there are tens of thousands of restaurants in America, as opposed to, say, a small number of airlines or a small number of, you know, major car manufacturers. So on a business basis, it depends a lot on the size of the operation. Are you running one small restaurant and it's just you and maybe a partner with maybe a half dozen employees, or are you a large restaurant group running 30 or 40 restaurants with thousands of employees? So what a lot of restaurants have been doing in order to basically stanch the bleeding, it's really a band-aid, has been shifting to takeout or to delivery or even to selling off their wine cellars or their liquor supplies, just a way to get cash into the business so that they can keep the doors open, try to stay on top of rents, try and stay on top of paying their tax bills to the state and to the federal government, and give their employees something to come back to when they're able to rehire their employees later on.
Is there something that we can do as consumers? You know, ordering out is expensive repeatedly. Are there other ways that we can help restaurants now?
Yeah, you know, if you don't have the disposable income to just put money directly into restaurants' pockets, the most important thing that people can do is reach out to your legislators at both the state and the federal level and urge them to take seriously this idea of a restaurant bailout. In the last couple of days, a number of different lobbying organizations have risen up. Some of them are ad hoc, some of them are really official, that are pushing for acknowledgement of the fact that the restaurant industry employs millions and millions of people, is a multiple hundreds of billions of dollar industry, and deserves federal attention at the independent restaurant level, not just in terms of the mega chains. So if you can call your reps, call your senators, and urge them to make this priority, you can help restaurants and you can help the millions of people who are employed by restaurants.
My guest is Helen Rosner. She is from The New Yorker. We're talking about supporting restaurants during COVID-19. We do want to hear from you. If you have a restaurant that you want to give a shout out to, someone you want to support and help, or if you work in the industry and you want to tell us a little bit about what you're experiencing, we'd love to hear from you. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. I did notice on your Instagram, Helen, that you have been posting a lot of links to restaurant merch.
Yeah, that's true, Allison. On my Instagram, which you can visit, it's instagram.com/HelenR. I've been rounding up links directly to restaurants' websites from all over the country, but there are a lot of really great ones right here in New York where you can buy sweatshirts, t-shirts, tote bags, baseball hats. These are an amazing way to help get cash into these restaurants' cash registers right now without them having to spend money, because in most of these cases, they've already purchased this inventory months, if not years ago. And you get a cool sweatshirt or a cool t-shirt or a cool tote bag. Restaurants are so creative and they have such amazing stuff for sale.
Let's go to Emily, who is calling us from Greenpoint. Emily, thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, how are you? I wanted to share that there's a group called the Lee Initiative, and you can find more information at leeinitiative.org. That's leeinitiative.org. They're doing a restaurant workers relief program. So they've selected a couple of restaurants around the city. I know one of them is Gertie in Williamsburg, and they're going to be giving out food and supplies to anyone in the hospitality industry that is out of work or has reduced hours and needs some support. And so you can find more information on their website, but they're going to be doing pickups from 4 to 7 on Tuesday through Friday. And again, that's meals and supplies.
Great. And can you give that information again?
Sure. So the pickup address is 357 Grand Street, Tuesday through Friday from 4 to 7, and it's going to be dinners to go as well as different supplies like toilet paper, diapers, feminine hygiene products. And you can find more initiative and also donate at leeinitiative.org. It's leeinitiative.org.
Thank you so much, Emily. So you know something I've noticed, Helen? A lot of GoFundMe pages that restaurants are setting up individually for workers and the like. What have you seen on that front, the crowdsourcing front?
So much of that, and I think it's a really wonderful initiative on the part of the restaurants that are doing it. So many restaurants have had to lay off a lot of, if not the entirety of, their labor forces. And while their workers are effectively furloughed, because all of these restaurants are hoping to be able to open again in a couple of months, owners and managers and operators are putting together GoFundMes to help support their staff while they're going through this period of unemployment. So if you Google the name of your favorite restaurant plus relief fund, it's likely that you'll be able to find a page. There are websites like Eater.com that are doing really great aggregations of those on a city-by-city basis. And as the caller just mentioned, there are also organizations like the Lee Initiative. There's one that I've been donating to called the Restaurant Workers Community Foundation, which is restaurantworkerscf.org, where you can donate money, and they're going to be giving direct cash grants to workers who've been laid off, because there are a lot of people who work in the restaurant industry who don't work for restaurants that have put up GoFundMes or have put up staff support funds, and they need help too.
And we just got some information that Gertie and Olmsted restaurants in Brooklyn will transform into food banks and give out hundreds of free meals to laid off hospitality workers. That's starting this Thursday. Let's go to Jenna, who is calling us from Fairfield. Hey, Jenna, thanks for calling.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So what do you want to add?
First of all, I want to say thank you to the people who are still supporting us, who are coming for takeout and delivery and buying gift cards. It's going to make me cry. I love my community in Fairfield, but we are really, really struggling. We're making healthy food that people need right now. And right now we're just getting by sort of making payroll every day, and rent and utilities and all the overhead costs. I'm just going to have to figure that one out later.
And tell me the name of your restaurant again.
The Sand Vegan Cafe in Fairfield, Connecticut. We're located in the Sportsplex for those who are nearby and want to come by.
Jenna, we're thinking of you. Let's talk to Joe calling from Staten Island. Hey, Joe, how are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on?
Well, I mean, I have so much to say, but I think the most important thing that I have to say, I have a restaurant in Staten Island, and because of our business model, we're the restaurant where grandmothers cook, and they're the most vulnerable of our population, so we've had to shut down. But I think many, many restaurants are in the same situation, and the easy fix is that, and I've approached my landlord, and of course I was denied, but the easy fix is just to take this two or three months or whatever it takes, extend the lease, put it on the back end, and the bank should, because they're always being bailed out without tax dollars, should work out this deal with the landlords. It's a really easy fix. It's the right fix. And the banks owe it to the taxpayers who have been bailing them out over and over again.
Joe, thank you so much and really appreciate you putting that out there. Helen, that's interesting. Is that something else I'm guessing we could let our legislators know about?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, that's exactly right. A lot of this comes down to questions of real estate. And restaurants are on the hook for huge amounts of money in terms of rent payments on a month-by-month basis. So if there's a way to lessen that burden, to shift it, we've seen this happen in France. We've seen this happening in other places that are where the economies are being affected by the COVID-19 virus. Just deferring the entire economy by a couple of months has been helping save businesses. It's absolutely essential. So if you're calling your legislators, definitely make that a key part of what you're asking for.
This is an odd question. It's a little bit of a backward question. Is there something that people think they're doing the right thing and helping, which really isn't that helpful at all?
That's such a good question. And, you know, this varies from restaurant to restaurant. But one thing that I personally have been a little bit wary of has been the push to buy gift cards, and in particular, the push to buy discounted gift cards. I think that a lot of restaurateurs are really, really desperate for cash right now, and gift cards can help get cash into their pockets right now. But if you are going to be buying a gift card, commit to yourself, make a note, write it down, make a note to yourself in your email that you're not going to cash that gift card in right away as soon as the restaurants are back up and running. Because the worry with a gift card is that it is just deferring these expenses being called in by a couple of months. If everybody comes flooding in with gift cards the first couple of weeks the restaurant is open, they're not going to be making any income during those weeks. I think buying their wine cellars, buying their sweatshirts, or just donating to the restaurants directly is a much more effective way to ensure their continued operations.
All right, Helen, do you have a restaurant you want to shout out?
Oh, man, I've been loving everybody, but my local Mimi's Diner is currently doing takeout, and I just want everybody to be donating to their funds and ordering their delicious takeout cinnamon toast and helping keep them alive.
I'm shouting out L&M Deli on 7th Avenue. Been around since 1971. Those guys are the best and the best chicken noodle soup, and they're doing delivery. That's my shout out. Hey, we're going to post some of these ways that you can contribute on our Twitter page. And Helen Rosner, thank you so much for sharing all your reporting from The New Yorker. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
This is all of it on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you at the top of the hour.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.